The topic for today is Parshas HaChodesh. As we know, the Mamakom was over there. Parshas HaChodesh is one of the Dalet, the last of the Dalet Parshios. So the first Mishnah, first Makar, Rosh Chodesh Adesh Chavias B'Shavis, Koinik Parshish Shkolim, that's the first. B'Shniya Zohar, B'Shlishis Paraduma, B'Revi is HaChodesh HaZalachem. So Parshas HaChodesh is the last of the Dalet Parshios, and then interestingly, the Mishnah tells us Bechamishis Chozrin LeKesidron. It has to tell you that we go back to read the regular Parshios against Machlokas and Gemara if we were actually mafsik in the Parshas Shavua or just in terms of the Maftir. But either way, we have a din of Parshas HaChodesh. So I want to ask a very basic question, and that is, what is the nature of Parshas HaChodesh? Why do we read Parshas HaChodesh? Any ideas? Parshas HaChodesh. What's the purpose?
Is there Rosh Chodesh Nisan?
I just read
Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what do you mean by Rosh Chodesh Nisan?
We're about usually the Shabbos. It's Shabbos HaGadol. No,
Shabbos HaGadol is the Shabbos before Pesach.
But it's usually the Shabbos
before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yeah. So what are we trying to remember?
Yeah.
The Korban Pesach. Preparing for Korban Pesach. Yeah. What else?
I just read something about how since it's the first mitzvah we are commanded, Rosh Chodesh, and this is like the first Rosh Chodesh.
So Zin Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
Josh saying, well, you're saying Zin Rosh Chodesh,
right? Specifically of it being like the first mitzvah that we're commanded, so it has like this added significance of...
Okay. So maybe it's in Korban Pesach, prepare some Korban Pesach. Maybe it's in Rosh Chodesh. It's actually called Parshas HaChodesh, right? Why is it called Parshas HaChodesh? The first, the second pasuk is a chodesh lechem, but then lots of can deal with what? What are the other pasuk can deal with? Korban Pesach. What else?
Matzah.
So maybe it's a din in Pesach, preparing for Pesach, kind of a reminder you have to, you know, order your matzahs, kasher your kalim. Maybe it's a din in Korban Pesach, as Zach was saying, or maybe it's a din in Rosh Chodesh, like Josh and Yehudov are suggesting. Okay, so we have three tzadim here in the Mishnah. We have it pretty clear. Rashi on the spot says, "Pervisa chodesh lechem shesham parshas haPesach." You know, what does Pesach mean? Pesach could mean, it could mean the holiday, it could mean the Korban Pesach. If you look at the Pnei Yeshua, he picks up on the diak I mentioned before. Why does the Mishnah say, Bachamish is chozrin l'chesidron? Says the Pnei Yeshua, su lo tzarech l'misni, Bachamish is chozrin l'chesidron. It's unnecessary. Etc. Vanira elani site, the second line. The shapi istrich l'misni, hainu mishum nishma... Shmaitin Mefarshin had the Korban Parshas Shkalim. Haynu Mishum the Shalim V'Dorshin Shloshim Yom. Why do we read Shkalim to remind us to bring the Shkalim? And he says that there's a concept of Shloshim Yom Korban HaPesach Yom Kain. So Kadei Dagmei Kain Rosh Chodesh Nisan Shachal B'Shabbos B'Shabbos Lifnei Rosh Chodesh Korban Chodesh. So we read the Parshas HaChodesh to remind us of Pesach because of Shalim V'Dorshin. Yom Kain, Kosh Kim Shabbos Achar Rosh Chodesh. So we should keep on reading in Yonei Pesach every week until Pesach. We should read in Yonei Pesach. We should have a Pesach, Shasmuchos Yosef Pesach, Shaykh Yosef Likos Ben Shabbos Achodesh. As a answer. High time, a goof of Shalom Vidorshin. So we have a concept of Shalom Vidorshin, which applies the whole 30 days. And included in that, apparently, is also the din of Riyadi, the special Kriya Satara, claims the Pnei Yeshua. And therefore, I would have thought they have to continue it. Rabbis give drashas, teach halachos about Pesach. This grace of Torah is not the central key of Shalom Adarshim. It never once is enough. Right? He doesn't say, if you look carefully, he doesn't say it's not a key of Shalom Adarshim. He just says that the ikar key of Shalom Adarshim is lav in kriyas parasha basically as I read. Elo tamid chum yoshim beis hamedrash. Well, kavanim l'rab etalmido v'kesh enkim krosa v'kesh eino in el siyag v'nhado v'arama da smechua asher alem bedorshim. Kamo parasha shkalim. Kein nirli nachon bedol peker. So the Yeshua says that reading the parasha of Pesach, parasha HaKodesh, is a siyag v'nhado v'arama da smechua asher alem bedorshim. Somehow connected in a loose way to asher alem bedorshim. Okay, so the Pashas is saying it's Kiyom in Shalom Vidorshim on a, you know, or some kind of smicha to Shalom Vidorshim. If you look, though, at Reb Yonos and HaKolim Milonil, there on the Mishnah in Megillah, what he said, Revis HaKodesh Zerlachem, Shasham Parshas HaTzachim. So in Rashi, it's ambiguous. Pesach might refer to the holiday. In Reb Yonos and HaKolim Milonil, it's clearly talking about what? The Korban Pesach. If you look at the Rokeach, he says a fascinating idea. Lama Nukari HaKodesh in Pesachim, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hol Vatem, he's asking the hand, Ki Ilu, he crafts them korbanos. This is the concept of Neshama Parim Saseinu, it's a virtual akava. There is a minhag Yisrael today that on Erev Pesach people read the parsha of the Korban Pesach, a virtual akrava. Apparently he didn't have that minhag. He thought that the reading of Parshas Chodesh, where we read about the Korban Pesach, that's like a virtual akrava. I think it's still early, but it's connected to Korban Pesach. So here on the board I'll put under Pesach Rashi in Bnei Yeshua, and for the Korban Pesach I'll put the Rokeach and the Rabbi Yonasan Milu Nil. But, as Josh mentioned before, Yehudah mentioned, it's possible that Parshas Chodesh is not connected to Pesach, or to Korban Pesach. Rather, we want to commemorate the first mitzvah we got, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh. If you look at Avos Chaim, Lama Kori in Parshas Chodesh Berevim, you say, Rosh Chodesh Nisa, Shinyana Shal Yomu, Rosh Chodesh Nisa, who wrote L'Chol HaKadoshim, B'Seder and Golem. He doesn't emphasize the point that you made that it's the first mitzvah, but it could be just an important mitzvah in the Luach Hashanah. Is a very, very significant thing. Again, I don't know enough history about the Luach, but it's Yadua. There were always debates, you know, the Baitusim and the Keirayim, and a lot of issues regarding the Luach. It could be a Chazal had a need to somehow emphasize this is the new year, you know, not the Fuke, the Hotzi Miliban, Shel Ha, Baitusim, and Stukim, possibly. I'm not familiar enough with it to say about those, but there's a fascinating Luvush. A very big Mechodesh Lavush, and he's actually quoted verbatim by the Mishnah Berurah in Taf Resh Pehe. I'll read it to you, so it's number 7. Haraviz, Parshas Chodesh, Mishnah Samuch Rosh Chodesh Nisa. Kedei, Lekadesh Chodesh Nisa, Lechsi V'Torah, Chodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodashim. Aval Ein Ze Ikra Kiddush, Ki Ikra Kiddush Hu Ve'Ezer Iya, Shemekachi Ne'o So Vezin. Wow, what does the Lavush say? Why do we read Parshas Chodesh? Pardon?
That is Kiddush HaKodesh.
To the Kaddish HaKodesh. It's not the Iker Kiddush. It's really Bezin or Cheshvan today. But it's somehow for some Kiddush. Again, it's a fascinating Lavush. What I think more fascinating is the Mishnah Berurah just quotes it. Kilo, like there's no Kiddush, B'davar. So, over here, Rosh Chodesh, either Orchos Chaim slash Lavush. Lavush, of course, is the bigger Kiddush. Not only do we want to emphasize Rosh Chodesh, but we want to somehow even Kaddish the Chodesh through the Kriya of Parshas HaKodesh. Wow. Okay. So we have three basic understandings of why we read Parshas HaKodesh, either to remind us to prepare for Pesach, or to remind us about the Korban Pesach, and or virtual Krav of the Korban Pesach, like the Rokeach, or it's somehow emphasizing the importance of Rosh Chodesh, the first mitzvah, or it's somehow a way of being Kaddish HaKodesh, like the Lush says, and it's hard to know exactly what he means by it. He retracts right away. It's like, it's not the Iker Kiddush HaKodesh, but he still says it, which is fascinating. Okay, in terms of Mina, just very, very briefly, there isn't a lot of discussion in the postgame about this, but I thought of a couple of Nachminas that theoretically could be analyzed. The first is, what's halacha if you didn't read the whole parsha? The whole discussion we discussed last week, you know, you didn't read the entire parsha's party, you only read the Rishon, and you continued through Sheni, or Yotze, you're not. So what would the halacha be if you read the first three psukim of parsha's Chodesh? What do you tie in? So, Kara Niksas HaParsha. And you can formulate this in different ways. You can see you read only the end of the parsha, only the middle of the parsha. But the way that the parsha is structured, for those who aren't familiar, is the beginning speaks about Rosh Chodesh, then Korban Pesach, and at the very end of the Kriya there is Chametz Matzah. So what do you tie in, Yossi? Kara Niksas HaParsha. Let's see, read the first three psukim.
So
then you would see in Kodesh. Right. If it's in Rosh Chodesh, Yotza. Whereas if it was in Korban Pesach or Pesach, it would be Yotza. And vice versa. Let's say you read only the end of the parsha. You read the Chometz Matzah party. You didn't read the Kodesh HaKodesh party. Question?
Could you say that Sholem V'Darshan, it doesn't, Sholem V'Darshan isn't always, you have to read the halachos. It means you have to be involved in like the inyanim of the
Chag. So that's very interesting. That many rabbis today give drashas about inyanim. The pashtus is behilchos haPesach, meaning it could be someone trying to chalik. There's a separate gemara at the end of the Megillah that speaks about on yontov itself. So someone say on yontov itself. Even then, the pashtus is behilchos hayontov. Someone say that the halachos are before, and on yontov you give drashas about the significance.
So if you say that, maybe because then maybe you could say. But if you only read the first three psukim, there's no way you're yotze korban pesach in any way.
Right, korban pesach, you still want to be yotze, exactly.
No, not because you didn't read it, meaning because you not just you didn't read those psukim, meaning you didn't In order to be Yotze the Korban Pesach, you have to read the entire parsha of the Korban Pesach. In order to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, you have to read the entire parsha of
really? Kiddush Why would you say that? If Chodesh doesn't have Rosh Chodesh, I don't know. Maybe.
So
much
of Nisan, part of its uniqueness is Pesach.
Right.
The first
it's not just whoever does Rosh Chodesh, whoever does Rosh Chodesh, it has Pesach in it. It's like Misha. Yeah, here he's saying. Okay, it's not going to get discussed in the post time, but no, exactly. The next one also isn't discussed, Tashlumin. This is a lot of discussion in Parshas Parah. If you forgot Parshas Parah, you make it up Parshas HaKodesh. What happens if you forgot Parshas HaKodesh? So what do we say based on the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah, the first Malkar? The Hamish is Chosin of the Zidra. So it sounds like you can't. Although maybe that's just in regular years, if you forgot, maybe you could make it up. So what do you tie now? I'll put it on the board over here. Tashlumin. So if it's a din in Korban Pesach or in Pesach, so then what would you say? You didn't do it on the week this week, do it next week. Right? Yesh Tashlumin. But if it's a din in Rosh Chodesh,
it's over.
It's over, right? Aver Zmano. Aver Zmano. Again, it's not Mukhrak, but potentially. You might say that even within Pesach and Korban Pesach, then we're talking this week and we're talking next week. But you don't have to do that Tashlumin. Certainly, if you think there's Tashlumin from Para, it makes sense to be Tashlumin from Rosh as well. The third Nafkamina, very interesting Nafkamina, of course, there's a special Haftorah for Parshas Lachodesh. It's one of those complicated Haftorahs. Chazal were very bothered by it. Perek in Cheskel, a lot of things that seem to be anti halachic, and it's a very, very complicated Haftorah. But there is a debate in where to start the Haftorah. It comes from Cheskel and Hey. Ashkenazim start from Pasuk Tezayin. Sfarim started from Pasuk Yud Ches, and the minhag of Romania. When I say Romania, I don't mean like the Romanian minhag. I mean the Romanites. The Eastern Mediterranean. There's a community of Jews that were there since the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, the second Beis Hamikdash, and it's like in Greece and Turkey, and they have like their own. They're not Ashkenazi, they're not Sfarim. They're like their own Masora. So the minhag of Romania is to start from Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So if you look in the Pesukim I have here, just number 8, Pasuk Tezayin refers to what? Komar Hashem Elokim Barishon Bechad L'Chodesh. Right? It's referring to Rosh Chodesh. The minhag of Romania, and this Greek minhag, is the start from Chaf Aleph Barishon Ba'abas Yom L'Chodesh Hazeh L'Chem HaPesach. Right? It's referring starting from Pesach. So I thought, right, Makom Techilas Ha-Haftara, that the difference between the Sephardim and the Minhag of the community in Greece is totally on this. That if you think it's a din in Rosh Chodesh, where would you start from? From Rosh Chodesh, or Pasuk Yud Ches. So here it would be Yud Ches. Whereas if you think it's connected to Pesach or Korban Pesach, so you'd start from Pasuk Chaf Aleph, right? Okay. Another Nafkamina. There's a fascinating Yerushalmi. Look at source number 9. Rav Levi B'Shem, maybe Chanina, or Chista Bar Chanina. I'm not sure exactly what the Ches is. Reish Ches Bar Chanina. Ein Afsikin in Para Lachodesh. You can't be mafsik. So sometimes there are 5 Shabbases in Adar. So then you have a week off. After Zohar, there's like a week off. That's the whole discussion. It's a great part of the wrong week. It apparently happens. The post can talk about it. So, aim of seeking in Parah L'Chodesh. You can't have Parah and then a week off. You always have to have a week off before Parah. Parah has to be adjacent to Achodesh. Amar of Levi Simanin, the Elan, Parshasa, Beda Kosus, Halalu, in Rasa, Lisha, Zisha, Vishisha, Vila, Vishisha. We have a simen to remember that you can't be masik in para and between HaKodesh, because when it comes to Dalet Kosos and Pesach, you're not allowed to drink between the third and fourth cup. So the four parshiyos are somehow connecting the four cups on the Seder. And just like by the four cups you can't drink between the third and fourth cup during Halal, so too, you're not allowed to stop between the parshiyos. It's still interesting. The four parshiyos are connected to the four cups. I mean, Mismach Gula Lagula. Okay, interesting idea. But what do you make of that? Why can't you mafsik between para and achodesh? What's para about?
Too much famous.
getting ready for Pesach, according to basic understanding. And so it's about getting ready for Pesach, and you don't only mass between Parah and Hakodesh. Sounds like Hakodesh is also about what? Korban Pesach. That I think makes sense. So here, Inaf Sikin, Bein, Parah, Hakodesh, maybe because it's connected to Korban Pesach. Possible. But what's interesting is the next line. Rav Levi B'Shem Rav Chama Bar Chanina. Oh, it's Rav Chama Bar Chanina. That's the Ches. So another statement in the name of the same person, Rav Levi B'Shem Rav Chama Bar Chanina. And here I think it might go in a different direction, which is a little problematic. It's the same person. V'dino she'tistakim chodesh l'para vili hachodesh l'mifor para she'be'echam nisan hukam mishkan. Historically, the Mishkan was set up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'shem nisan rav para, the first part of Duma was burned after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So therefore, so too, when we read the parashas, we should first have a chodesh and then we should have parah. So how come we don't do that? The law of parah kodemes, she'i tarasin shakal Yisrael. The concept of parah is so significant. Tarasin shakal Yisrael, we want to somehow bring it first because it's a very, very important concept. So, what do you tell you? What does it sound like from this?
The Havamina is it should be connected to Rosh Chodesh.
The Havamina, exactly, is that really, fundamentally, Parashas HaKodesh is connected to Rosh Chodesh. And it's not connected to Pesach. It's the only reason we have Parah first is because you know, we want to emphasize the significance of Parah Tuma and Tarash Shal Yisrael. So this second line in Yerushalmi, and then the same person, I think is going in the opposite direction, and it's really emphasizing the Rosh Chodesh aspect of it. And it's just since Tarash Shal Yisrael is so important, that's why we brought it first. If you have Parah Pesach, first you have to have Parah, then you have Parah Pesach. It flows naturally. The way Yerushalmi is like doing a kvetch. Oh, really? We would rather have a Chodesh first because it's about Rosh Chodesh. And just since you know, Taras and Sheishel is so important, we have that first. So it's a different perspective. Another nafkamina, I'm not sure to call nafkamina, but another topic, you know, that's worth analyzing, which I think is connected in this Chakira, is the relationship between the Dalet Parshas. This is a topic of its own right, which I'm not going to come into now, just very briefly. You could understand, tell me, what is there a relationship between Dalet Parshios? Yachas, Bein, Dalet Parshios. Theoretically, what type of relationship could they have? They could be what?
All about Pesach, except one of them.
They could all about Pesach. They could be connected. If they're not connected, they could be?
Separate.
They could be separate. Or, theoretically, they could be two groups. The first two could be connected to Purim, right? Why are the first two connected to Purim? Why is Zachar connected to Purim? Amalek, very natural. And Shkalim also, if you look at source number 10, Amr Shlaki, Shkalim Yedua, Lekne Misha Amar, Bahaya Olam, Shasi, Amal Mishkal Shkalim, on Yisrael, Lepika Chitim, Shkileim, Shkalav, Haim, it's not Beata Gaudah, Bashmim, Ala Shkalim, Bala Kilan. So Shkalim also somehow a Kapara, so it could be the first two parashiyas are connected to Purim, which they actually happened before Purim, and the next two parashiyas are connected to Pesach, there was Imam Yalam Pesach, and how would they be connected? Parah is about getting ready for the Korban. And according to this understanding, Hakodesh would be what? Connected to the Korban Pesach, right? But as Josh mentioned a minute ago, it could be they're totally separate. Maybe Shkalim is about Shkalim, not connected to anything else. And Zohar is about Zohar, and Parah is about Parah, and Hakodesh is about Hakodesh. If Hakodesh is about Hakodesh, what would it be connected to?
Rosh Chodesh.
It's not connected to Pesach, it's not connected to Purim, it's just about connected to Rosh Chodesh. Now, there might be a Tana Shama within all the Dalet Parshios. If you look here, it's source number 11. I think it's Madrig and Chazal this way. Rav Shimon is a real Savar. When you have two others like that, this year, you do everything in other bays. Everything meaning Purim and the Dalet Parshios. A few Parshios in Karu Rish and Karu Rishani. You say, read the Parshios of Adam Rish, and they made an Ibriyar. You have to read it again. Amar of Tavi, Taiman, and Rav Shimon, Gamliel, this is Unu Zuladim. So it's Meduyak here that the Dalet Parshios are connected to what? Geula. They're connected to Geula, and they're connected to Pesach. So if you look at Rav Binak in his Sefer, Rav Binak in his Sefer on the Torah, so he has a nice idea. I love Parshios. I'm not doing the whole thing, but there's a lot of snippets of it. So every one of the Dalet Parshios are separate. There's some common denominator. Even though they're separate parashiyas, there's some type of common thread that links them together. They're all preparation for Geula. And he says, so Shkolish are giving Karbanos. And Karbanos means we're one nation. And Geula, we have to be one nation. And then he says, Amalek teaches us that in the end, you know, Hashem Hashem takes care of Am Yisrael. Teaches us the paradox that, you know, from Tuma can come Tara, and from Shibud can come Geula. That the Netzach Yisrael Shaker. And so on, tell us, no, don't think that we're totally in Mazel. Hashem has Hashkacha Pratis, Hashem is going to take us out of Galus and bring us, you know, Geula, etc. So again, there are different ways of formulating this. I saw that Rav Yitzchak Eichelon has a shir in the White Torah. But now, Parshas also argues that there's sometimes a common denominator, the long lines of Rabbi Ganach, that, you know, the Shkalim teaches us humility to become a nation, and then Zohar teaches us the importance of having a national awareness, and Parshas teaches about the importance of trying to purify ourselves and to bring the Geula. The different ways of formulating it, it's pretty obvious that there is this common thread between the Fidala parishes, that you could connect them. Again, I don't know if you have to, but you could connect them. I thought it was interesting, I was talking to Zach Beer, who's next to me in this medrash, so he was involved in creating this thing called the Haftorah Helper on the OU website. So there, he, together with Rabbi Kornblau, tried to explain the Haftorah. Like I said, this is a Haftorah that really needs explanation. It's a very, very hard Haftorah. But at the end of the piece, he tries to connect the Dalit Haftorah, not the Dalit Parshas, the Dalit Haftorah. So in the same way, he links it to the mitzvos that Am Yisrael got when they enter Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the Rambam Hilchos Melachim, that there's a mitzvah, you know, to be Mane HaMelech, and then to destroy Amalek, and then to build the Beis HaMikdash. And he tries to show, having it on the sheet, you can look at it later if you're interested, how these various Haftorahs, so the Dalit Parshas, are patterned after this model of you know, coming to Eretz Yisrael and destroying the Amalek and building the Beis HaMikdash and then Geula, etc. So the point I'm trying to make is that if the Dalit Parshas are standalone, then Parshas HaKodesh might be what? Connected to Rosh Chodesh, exactly. Whereas if they're one Chatibah, Mismach Ulul Gula, somehow connected to that, or even if there are two Chatibot, the second two are connected to Pesach, then it makes sense. Parshas Chodesh is connected either to Korban Pesach or to the holiday of Pesach. I just want to conclude by pointing out that if you look in the world of Hasidus, there, these two understandings are represented. So in the same author, Tzadok HaGaon Lublin, if you look in his Free Tzadik, he actually didn't write that, his Talmidim wrote it, he wrote it in his Drashas, but if you look at Free Tzadik, source number 14, Ve'reviyah Chodesh Zolachem, Nikra Parshas Chodesh, Ve'lo Nikra Parshas Pesach, he's bothered, why isn't it called Parshas Pesach? After all, what's a Parshas Chodesh about? It's all about Pesach. K'mosh Nikra Parshas Shkolim, Ve'lo Nikra Parshas Nasa, Kitisa, Ve'lo Kimpara, Nikra Parshas Chukas. So what happened when you don't call Shkolim Parshas Kitisa? Called Parshas Shkolim. So the Parshas Chodesh, you shouldn't call Parshas Chodesh. Chodesh, from his perspective, is just like random. Really, it should be called Parshas Pesach. And then he explains that Zerach Tama, the mitzvah of Pesach, you know, the mitzvah that we were given is significant, and it allows us to have Pesach. We only have Pesach because we got the Torah. And Chodesh is like the first mitzvah, so it's called Parshas Chodesh. But really, fundamentally, what's the purpose of Parshas Chodesh according to this piece in Reb Tzadok? It's a haktama for what? For Pesach, exactly. If you look at Reb Tzadok in Yisroel Kedoshim, what he wrote himself, he has the opposite perspective. So it's number 15. Zehu kriyas parshas shkalim, l'or l'hakim asmin l'kriyas shefa kedusha l'mala. So shkalim gets us ready. V'achar parshas zachor l'kriyas amalek, shi'isarus kedusha sabriyas, okay. Except v'achar parshas paro l'tayra t'meim, v'isarus kedusha, shu'isar atzmo, etc., etc. V'achar parshas achorish, the third to last line, who is Chanchus Kfius Shal Shalosh Kedusha Salalu, So after we did all these preparations, we want to instill this future coming year, right? This is Rosh Hashanah. We want to instill this new year with all these values of Shkalim and Zachor and Parah. We want to have a year of Tara and Kedusha. So what's he emphasizing? What's Parshas Chodesh about, according to this understanding? It's nothing to do with Pesach. Parshas Chodesh is about Rosh Chodesh and the new year. Rosh Chodesh is setting the tone for the new year. So in case of what we saw here, with a different understanding as to why it would be Parshas Chodesh as a way of getting ready for Pesach, is it somehow connected to Korban Pesach particularly, or is it more about Rosh Chodesh in the new year? And discussed a couple of nafkaminas regarding this question. The Seder.